The state of Michigan could have trouble paying its bills starting today. The state's without a budget, computers needed to be reprogrammed to get out the checks, and Michigan legislators worked through the night to try to pull a budget together without success. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluto reports.
There's a giant 10-foot-tall pig parked in front of the state capitol. Its name is Mr. Perks, and it was placed there by an anti-tax group to warn lawmakers not to raise taxes to balance the budget. There are many who believe that's not possible. Michigan's facing a $1.8 billion deficit. Republicans and Democrats have been stalemated for months on what to do, and now the deadline is drawing near. Tempers are growing short here at Michigan's Capitol as attempt after attempt at forging a compromise has failed.
On the count of three, let them hear us. One, two, three!
Several hundred college students are staging a rally to demand no more cuts to higher education. Cassie Shammy drove an hour from the University of Michigan to protest the stalemate at the Capitol.
I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, why punish students who are trying to better themselves?
Shammy and other students say they're afraid the state won't make a promised payment to public universities if the budget crisis forces a government shutdown in 4 days. The state will provide only services deemed absolutely essential. A shutdown could cost Michigan millions of dollars in uncollected license fees and lost lottery sales. Three casinos in Detroit would also close. Governor Jennifer Granholm says that's why she's negotiating around the clock.
We are fighting tooth and nail to prevent a shutdown. We're fighting to protect public education, health care, and public safety. No one wants to go to a shutdown.
But Granholm is standing firm that the deficit cannot be laid to rest without a tax increase. She's called for expanding the state's sales tax to cover services, or increasing the income tax, or both. The governor says the alternative is funding cuts in higher education, public schools, health care, and police and fire departments. But her Republican adversaries in the legislature say Michigan families are already struggling to make ends meet, and now is exactly the wrong time to raise taxes. Republican Mike Bishop is the state Senate majority leader.
This is the most important thing we can do right now in our state's history, is to turn the state around by dramatically downsizing our spending.
The Michigan Senate has approved more than $1 billion in cuts to schools, universities, and human services that are so large that even fiscally conservative Republicans had trouble supporting them. Michigan has already cut hundreds of millions of dollars over the past 5 years as tax rollbacks and a poor economy have reduced revenues. Wall Street has already downgraded the state's credit rating twice. If Michigan defaults on its bond payments, it could take another hit. If it happens, Michigan wouldn't be the first state to shut down this year. In July, Pennsylvania's government shut down for a day. New Jersey closed for 10 days last year. In each case, Democratic governors battled Republicans in the legislature over taxes. Michigan Republicans are pressuring Governor Granholm to sign a continuation budget to buy more time. But the governor says doing that would only further delay the tough decisions, including the one to raise taxes. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.